Lesson 3. The Role of the Learner. Introduction. The Holy Ghost, the teacher, and the learner each have an important role in gospel learning. Understanding each of these roles can help students be successful in their learning efforts, leading them to become truly converted to Jesus Christ and His restored gospel. You may need to regularly review the principles taught in this lesson to remind students of their responsibility in gospel learning. Suggestions for teaching. Note: cultivate an environment of love, respect, and purpose. As the course begins, look for ways to cultivate a learning environment of love, respect, and purpose. Help students feel comfortable with each other and with you by learning each other's names and by learning about one another's interests, talents, challenges, and abilities. One way to cultivate this type of environment is to invite students to share with each other experiences and insights from their personal scripture study. The roles of the Holy Ghost, the teacher, and the learner in gospel learning. Before class, write the following question on the board. What do I want to experience and accomplish through seminary this year? Begin class by inviting students to think about how they would answer the question on the board. Ask a student to read aloud the following statement, and invite the class to listen for outcomes that seminary is intended to achieve. The purpose of seminary is, quote, to help youth and young adults understand and rely on the teachings and atonement of Jesus Christ, qualify for the blessings of the temple, and prepare themselves, their families, and others for eternal life with their Father in heaven. End quote. How might your life be blessed by achieving each of these outcomes? What are other outcomes you might want to achieve by participating in seminary? Before class, use tape or string to create a circle on the floor that is large enough for 3 students to stand in comfortably. Ask for 3 volunteers. Invite the volunteers to stand in the circle marked on the floor. Place an item, such as a book or an eraser, several feet away from the circle. Tell the volunteers that their objective is to retrieve the item without leaving the circle, without touching the ground outside the circle, and without using any other items. One of these 3 students will need to lean forward and stretch to reach the item while being supported or assisted by the other 2 volunteers. After the volunteers have succeeded in retrieving the item, thank them for their participation. What was required for these volunteers to successfully accomplish their objective of retrieving the item? They had to work together. How can this activity be compared to being in a seminary class? Point out that, as in the task the volunteers completed, individuals with various roles must work together to achieve the desired outcomes of seminary. Write the following 3 headings on the board: Holy Ghost, Teacher, and Learner. Explain that in order for students to understand their role in seminary, they need to first understand the roles of the Holy Ghost and the teacher. The role of the Holy Ghost. Invite a student to read 2 Nephi 33:1 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Holy Ghost does for students when the truth is taught by His power. According to this verse, what does the Holy Ghost do for students? Under Holy Ghost on the board, write the following doctrine: the Holy Ghost carries the truth to our hearts. How can we recognize when the Holy Ghost is carrying truth to our hearts? Help students understand that the Spirit usually communicates with us quietly, through our feelings and in our minds. See 1 Nephi 17:45 and D&C 8, verses 2 through 3. What do you think your experience in seminary would be like without the influence of the Holy Ghost? Why? The role of the teacher. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants 50, 13 through 14 aloud with a partner. Ask them to look for a description of the role of the gospel teacher. Before students read, explain that these verses were addressed to early church members who had been ordained to teach the gospel. According to these verses, what is the role of the gospel teacher? After students respond, write the following truth on the board under Teacher. Gospel teachers are to teach by the Spirit. Why do you think it is important for gospel teachers to have the assistance of the Holy Ghost when preparing and teaching? The role of the student. Invite a student to read aloud Doctrine and Covenants 88:118, which was addressed to early church members whom the Lord had commanded to organize a school for religious instruction. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Lord said these early church members should seek learning, which can also pertain to us. Like these early church members, how are we to seek learning? By study and by faith. What do you think it means to seek learning by faith? Explain that Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles spoke about what it means to learn by faith. Encourage students to write this statement somewhere, perhaps in their class notebooks or study journals, so they can refer to it often throughout the seminary year. Invite a student to read Elder Bednar's statement aloud. Quote, "True faith is focused in and on the Lord Jesus Christ, and always leads to action. As learners, you and I are to act and be doers of the word, and not simply hearers who are only acted upon. Learning by faith requires spiritual, mental, and physical exertion, and not just passive reception. A student must exercise faith and act in order to obtain the knowledge for himself or herself." End quote. From Seek Learning by Faith, Ensign, September 2007. What truth can we learn from this instruction about what we must do to learn by faith? After students respond, write the following truth on the board under Student. To learn by faith, we must put forth effort to study the gospel and apply its principles. To help students understand this truth, invite a student to the front of the classroom. Explain that you want to help that student become physically stronger. Then ask a second student to come forward and do 5 push-ups. After the second student completes the push-ups, ask the first student, "Did those push-ups make you stronger?" Ask the class, "How does this example of physical exercise relate to your responsibility to learn the gospel?" Write the following incomplete statement on the board. As we put forth our own effort to learn by faith and act on the gospel principles we learn, blank. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar. Ask the class to listen for what we enable when we put forth effort to learn by faith. Quote, "A teacher can explain, demonstrate, persuade, and testify, and do so with great spiritual power and effectiveness. Ultimately, however, the content of a message and the witness of the Holy Ghost penetrate into the heart only if the receiver allows them to enter. Learning by faith opens the pathway into the heart. A learner exercising agency by acting in accordance with correct principles opens his or her heart to the Holy Ghost and invites his teaching, testifying power, and confirming witness." End quote. From Seek Learning by Faith, Ensign, September 2007. Based on Elder Bednar's statement, how would you complete the statement on the board to form a principle? Help students identify the following principle. As we put forth our own effort to learn by faith and act on the gospel principles we learn, we open our heart to the Holy Ghost so He can teach us and testify of truth. Divide students into groups of 3 or 4. Give each group a copy of the following handout. Instruct students to discuss the questions in their groups. Please refer to the handout in the manual. The roles of the Holy Ghost, the teacher, and the learner in gospel learning. Based on what we have discussed about the roles of the Holy Ghost, the teacher, and the students, what would happen if we removed any one of these roles from our seminary class? What are some attitudes or behaviors that can prevent the Spirit from teaching us truth in a seminary class? What are some spiritual, mental, and physical efforts we can make to invite the Spirit to teach and testify to us of truth? How can an entire class be influenced by each student fulfilling his or her role in gospel learning? Invite a student from each group to report what they discussed. This may be an appropriate time to read Doctrine and Covenants 88:122 and discuss the importance of order and respect in the class. Point out that contrasting the experiences of Nephi with those of some of his brothers illustrates how putting forth our own efforts to learn by faith opens our hearts to the Holy Ghost, so He can teach us and testify of truth. Write the following references on the board: 1 Nephi 10:17, 11:1-6, and 1 Nephi 15:2-3, and 7-11. Divide students into pairs. Assign one student in each pair to read the first group of verses, looking for how Nephi responded after hearing his father's vision and teachings. Assign the other student in each pair to read the second group of verses, looking for how Laman and Lemuel responded. Instruct students to discuss in their pairs what they find. Invite several students to report to the class what they discussed. How was Nephi an example of seeking to learn by faith? Point out that as recorded in 1 Nephi, chapters 11-14, Nephi's efforts to learn by faith led him to receive his own revelation regarding the things his father saw. How did Laman and Lemuel's response after hearing about their father's vision differ from Nephi's response? How were Laman and Lemuel lacking in faith? Point out that 1 Nephi 15 contains Nephi's answers to his brother's questions about Lehi's vision and teachings. Although Laman and Lemuel received answers to their questions from Nephi, their lack of faith and their disobedience prevented them from learning these truths through personal revelation from God, as Nephi had. Ask students to reflect on their previous gospel learning experiences in seminary and other church meetings or classes. Invite them to respond to the following questions in their class notebooks or study journals. You may want to consider writing the questions on the board. What experiences have you had with putting forth effort to learn by faith? How did the Holy Ghost fulfill His role in gospel learning when you did this? Invite several students to share their experiences they wrote about. You may also want to share a personal experience and your testimony that putting forth your own effort to learn by faith opens our hearts to the Holy Ghost, so He can teach us and testify of truth. Note: Study journals. A study journal may be a bound journal, a notebook, pages in a binder, the notes and journal tool on LDS.org, or a note-taking app on a smartphone or tablet device. In study journals, students may take notes and record impressions during lessons, during their personal study, or in other church meetings. As they record and organize their thoughts and impressions, they will be prepared to participate in class, improve their understanding of the gospel, and receive and act on personal revelation. Ask students to ponder and write down what they will do to learn by faith in seminary, so they can invite the Spirit to fulfill His role and help them achieve the personal desired outcomes of seminary they thought of earlier in the lesson. Commentary and background information. 2 Nephi 33:1. Opening our hearts to the Holy Ghost. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught about how students and teachers can ensure the teaching of the Holy Ghost during a gospel learning experience. Quote, "Students' decisions to participate is an exercise in agency that permits the Holy Ghost to communicate a personalized message suited to their individual needs. Creating an atmosphere of participation enhances the probability that the Spirit will teach more important lessons than the teacher can communicate. Participation allows individuals to experience being led by the Spirit. They learn to recognize and feel what spiritual guidance is." End quote. From To Learn and to Teach More Effectively Brigham Young University Education Week Devotional, August 2007. President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency spoke about the need for both the learner and the teacher to seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Quote, "The troubles and the temptations our students faced just 5 years ago pale in comparison with what we see now, and even more difficult times are ahead. I have felt that what we have done and are doing will not be enough. We need greater power to get the gospel down into the hearts and lives of our students. You must have the Spirit as your constant companion to teach with power, and your students will not survive spiritually without the Spirit as their companion." End quote. From The Spirit Must Be Our Constant Companion, Evening with a General Authority, February 7, 2003. Doctrine and Covenants 88-118, Seek Learning by Faith. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught about the importance of putting forth our own effort to learn by faith. Quote, "Spiritually, the classroom of faith becomes less like a lecture hall and more like a fitness center. Students do not get stronger by watching someone else do the exercises. They learn and then participate. As the spiritual strength increases, they gain confidence and apply themselves all the more." End quote. From A Classroom of Faith, Hope, and Charity, Evening with the General Authority, February 2014. Supplemental Teaching Ideas. Explain, share, and testify. Point out to students that they can practice learning by faith in seminary class as they explain doctrines and principles to one another, share relevant personal experiences, and testify of divine truth. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Ask the class to listen for blessings that come as students explain doctrines and principles in class. Quote, "As students verbalize truths, these truths are confirmed in their souls and strengthen their personal testimonies." End quote. From Richard G. Scott, To Understand and Live Truth, Evening with a General Authority, February 2005. Point out that when we explain doctrines and principles, share relevant experiences, and testify of divine truth, we show our willingness to learn by the Spirit. When we learn by the Spirit, we grow in our understanding, improve in our ability to teach the gospel, and strengthen our testimonies and the testimonies of others. Why do you think it is important to explain, share, and testify of gospel truths in class and outside of class? When have you been able to explain, share, or testify of a gospel truth to a friend or family member? Point out that the Duty to God and Personal Progress programs include suggestions to share gospel truths with others. Encourage students to share their experiences in seminary classes, in quorum or class meetings, and in conversations with their family members and friends. Learning by Faith. To enhance students' discussion of spiritual, mental, and physical efforts they can make to invite the Spirit to teach and testify of truth, consider making a copy of the following statement for each student. Invite students to take turns reading portions of this statement while the other students follow along. Ask all the students to listen for reasons why some individuals receive more spiritual edification from church meetings than others do. Brother A. Roger Merrill, a former Sunday School General President, explained what it means to learn by the Holy Spirit. Quote, "We often focus appropriately on the importance of teaching by the Spirit, but we need to remember that the Lord has placed equal, if not greater, importance on receiving by the Spirit. In our church meetings, in our personal and family scripture study, and as we listen to the Lord's prophets and apostles, some of us will receive more than others. Why? I am learning that those who truly receive do at least three things that others may not do. First, they seek. We live in an entertainment world, a spectator world. Without realizing it, we can find ourselves coming to conference or going to church with the attitude, 'Here I am, Now inspire me. We become spiritually passive. When we focus instead on seeking and receiving the Spirit, we become less concerned about a teacher or speaker holding our attention and more concerned about giving our attention to the Spirit. Remember, receive is a verb. It is a principle of action. It is a fundamental expression of faith. Second, those who receive feel. While revelation comes to mind and heart, it is most often felt. Until we learn to pay attention to these spiritual feelings, we usually do not even recognize the Spirit. Third, those who receive by the Spirit intend to act. As the prophet Moroni instructed, to receive a witness of the Book of Mormon, we must ask with real intent. The Spirit teaches when we honestly intend to do something about what we learn. End quote. From Receiving by the Spirit, Ensign Orleahona, November 2006. According to Brother Merrill, why do some people gain more than others when they receive gospel teaching? What three key elements did Brother Merrill share about learning by the Spirit? You may want to write students' answers on the board. Video presentation, We Learn. As part of students' discussion about experiences they have had with learning by faith, you might consider showing the video We Learn, in which youth describe their experiences with the Come Follow Me Sunday Youth Curriculum. This video is available on LDS.org. Before showing the video, point out that although the youth in the video are describing experiences in a different gospel learning setting than seminary, we can still learn from their examples. Invite students to look for how the youth in the video put forth individual effort to learn by faith and what blessings they received from the Spirit as a result of that effort. After the video, ask the following questions. What examples of seeking to learn by faith did you hear or see? What blessings from the Spirit accompanied the efforts of these young men and young women to learn by faith? The roles of the Holy Ghost, the teacher, and the learner in gospel learning. You might consider copying the accompanying diagram on the board before class begins, or providing a copy of it as a handout for each student. Throughout the lesson, you could add statements to the diagram that reflect the roles of each individual in gospel learning as you find these principles in the Scriptures. Please refer to the diagram in the manual that depicts a triangle between the Holy Ghost, the teacher, and the learner.